McAllen lands Valeo by moving at the speed of business. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. McAllen's success in landing Valeo's new advanced manufacturing plant came down to one theme repeated throughout the company's March 24, 2026, groundbreaking ceremony. The City of McAllen, the McAllen Economic Development Corporation, and SIL Capital worked in close coordination and moved at the speed of business, as SIL Capital President and CEO Joaquin Spamer put it. Valeo, the French automotive technology company, is investing $225 million over 5 years in a 337,000-square-foot facility in McAllen, according to Jeffrey Shea, Group President of Valeo North America. Shea said the plant will produce central compute units for General Motors that serve as the brain of the vehicle and support the next generation of safer and smarter mobility. City Manager Ike Tawil said the project is the largest single industrial investment in Hidalgo County history. In the context of the region's industrial development, officials presented it as a project of a magnitude not seen in McAllen and the Rio Grande Valley in more than 30 years. The public message from city, county, and state officials was that McAllen did not win the project with promises alone. It won it through readiness, infrastructure, and execution. Spamer said companies decide where to invest based on results, adding that companies invest in places where projects can move forward and where partners know how to deliver at the speed of business. That readiness began with the site itself. Spamer said the project was possible because the groundwork was ready in place, and described the property as shovel-ready. He said utilities, streets, and planning were already aligned so the project could move forward with confidence. He also said SIL Capital's McAllen Nearshoring Industrial Park was designed for projects like Valeo's, offering an all-around solution for manufacturing companies to move quickly. The site was not a generic industrial building. Spamer said the project is a build-to-suit facility designed specifically for Valeo's needs, meeting Valeo's internal standards, FM Global and CTPAT requirements, with ISO 8 and ISO 9 cleanrooms, 350 parking spaces, 12 dock doors, and capacity for 300 employees. He said central compute production required precision manufacturing environments, including controlled cleanroom zones, a 5,000 kVA electrical service with dual 2,500 kVA transformers, column-mounted IDF cabinets, and full fiber and data infrastructure. The facility also features specialized HVAC zoning, controlled temperatures, masonry-enclosed rooms for electrical, IT, chemical storage, and compressors, along with ESD flooring, an FM Global 1-120 compliant roof, fire suppression systems, and integrated systems tailored to Valeo's processes. McAllen EDC leaders said the project was the result of sustained relationship building and fast coordination. Ralph Garcia, Chief Operating Officer of the McAllen EDC, said the opportunity began with a business retention and expansion contract in Mexico and later shifted into a U.S. competition. This wasn't a Mexico expansion. This was a United States project, and we were competing, Garcia said. He said McAllen responded with site visits, infrastructure evaluations, workforce alignment, industrial partners, construction coordination, and relocation support. Garcia said that in 24 years of working in economic development in Hidalgo County, the Valeo project represents the largest industrial investment opportunity our region has ever seen. He said McAllen's approach is not transactional. We don't just provide information, Garcia said. We take the time to understand what the prospective companies are trying to accomplish, their timelines, their workforce needs, and their operational goals. That same message came from McAllen EDC Chief Executive Officer Elizabeth Suarez, who said the project reflects the region's ability to deliver for investors while creating opportunities for local families. Suarez said the partnership with Valeo has been genuinely rewarding, and described the company as thoughtful, visionary, and focused. She said the project represents more than a facility because it creates access to education, to careers, and to upward mobility for the local workforce. Mayor Javier Villalobos tied the announcement to a broader economic shift in the local economy. He said the Rio Grande Valley is no longer what it was 30 years ago and pointed to the shift from agriculture to service to now advanced manufacturing by a company such as Valeo. He said the project aligns with his goal of bringing jobs and opportunities to local families and thanked Valeo for choosing McAllen over other locations. Tawil said Valeo's selection of McAllen was deliberate and based on competitive advantages, logistics connectivity, and the city's ability to support advanced manufacturing. He said McAllen had invested in infrastructure, utilities, drainage capacity, roadway access, and streamlined permitting processes to support projects just like this. He added that industrial expansion succeeds when a city aligns planning, engineering, utilities, and inspections with private sector partners, and said, that alignment is what made today possible. Valeo's own leadership said the local response helped make the decision easier. Shea said McAllen offered, the workforce, we have the amazing community, we have the overall readiness. He also said that from the beginning, officials and partners at every level met the company, with determination, commitment, and certainly a lot of enthusiasm. He thanked Sill Capital and Spamer directly, saying, your commitment to this project ensures that we have a world-class facility that matches our world-class technology. Hidalgo County Judge Richard Cortez said companies now choose regions, not just cities, and that the Valeo project shows the Rio Grande Valley is ready to compete for advanced industry. He said the investment will connect the local workforce to the global automotive and technology supply chain and give young people a chance to build careers in the valley instead of leaving it. Spamer said no one builds projects like this alone. He repeatedly credited the city, the EDC, and public and private partners for moving in sync. When partners align, projects move at the speed of business, he said. That alignment appears to be the central fact behind Valeo's decision. McAllen had a shovel-ready industrial site, prepared infrastructure, and a development partner ready to deliver a highly specialized facility on a compressed schedule. The city and its economic development team matched that with fast coordination and direct support. For a project officials described as the largest industrial investment in Hidalgo County history and one of the largest scales not seen locally in more than three decades, the closing message from the ceremony was clear. McAllen landed Valeo because its public and private partners were ready to act together and move.